Hello and welcome to this week's workshop. So we will be speaking about channeling. Channeling that higher version of self. And channeling is so profound because what it does is it skips past all the conditioning. It skips past all the trauma. It skips past all the lack, limitations, belief systems. Because when you are channeling your higher self, when you are channeling the version of you that you desire to be, and if you can sustain that and be of that vibration, that frequency, you are channeling a part of you from the quantum, from the universe, and that part of you has evolved through, evolved past all the conditioning. So yes, it's important to reprogram yourself, recode yourself, be aware of your thoughts and have the positive opposing thought and do all of that work. But when you channel your higher self, when you embody your higher self, when that higher self now becomes your state of being, your state of consciousness, that is when those thoughts, those beliefs, those habits become your natural state of being. So when you're doing the subconscious reprogramming work and becoming aware consciously to shift your paradigm and your way of thinking, your way of being, you're removing layers to just be your higher self, to embody that higher self. Because your higher self is abundant. Your higher self believes in themselves. Your higher self is unconditionally loving. Your higher self is already in the timeline, the highest timeline of reality, of all your dreams, and continuously expanding and continuously growing. So this work that we're doing with the subconscious reprogramming, shifting your mindset, taking that aligned action, that is just removing those layers that were put on you by society so you can come back to your essence, come back to your truth. Because all of that is a mask. It's an unconscious mask that we're wearing. The mask of limitation, the mask of lack, the mask of I'm not good enough, the mask of there is not enough. The mask of it will never happen for me. But all of those masks, all of that identity, all of those thought patterns, they have been conditioned upon us. They are the external voices that have been repeated over and over and over again until it's now our internal voice. And we think that that is our identity, but that is not. So when we let go of those voices, when we decondition, remove all the layers, then we come back to our truth and we come back to our center. So yes, we need to do the subconscious reprogramming work. We need to become conscious and reprogram. But if we couple that with channeling a higher self in relation to whatever you desire, your dominant desire, whatever that is, channel that version of yourself. So for a while, I was working on becoming my most loving version, loving to self and then letting that overflow to the external. And now my relationships are so full of love. I would ask myself, how would someone that loves themselves treat themselves? How would the universe see this experience through the eyes of love? How can I see this through the eyes of love? And then my reality started to change around me because I was channeling my higher self. That was the higher self in relation to love and relationships. We can channel our higher selves in different areas of life. So we might have an area where we're thriving, whether that's in relationships, whether that's in money, whatever it may be. And then maybe in another area like peace and fulfillment, that's the area of life that we are struggling with. That's the area of life that we're not connected to our higher self. That's the area of life where we've had the most programming and conditioning and not being our true self, wearing the mask of illusion, the mask of other people's belief systems. So in that area, ask yourself, so what is my desire? What is my highest desire? What is the thing that I want to create for myself? Is it peace? Is it fulfillment? Is it money? Is it relationships? Is it love for self? Whatever it is, then you connect to your highest self in relation to that. Because you may have already mastered the highest self in certain areas of life. So the area that you are looking to now master, to now create, you channel that version. So if you've mastered the area of relationships and you've seen yourself through the eyes of love, you've been able to communicate to others through a healthy way of communication, but then you're struggling in with finances, then you ask yourself and you choose to see the world through the eyes of your higher self in relation to that. So that is abundance of the version of you that is super wealthy, the version of you that is rich. And then you ask yourself, how can I see my situation and the world around me through the eyes of abundance, through the eyes of wealth? And how can I also detach from my external reality and fully feel into and create such a strong vision and knowing of my most abundant reality? And that's where the affirmation recordings come in, which I've spoken about in other videos. You aligning to that version of yourself all the time, to that vision, to that focus, where you're implanting it into your subconscious. It's in your subconscious, so your body now responds through action naturally. It's guided naturally. It's pulling, your vision is pulling you forward now. Because when you are channeling your higher self, when you are fully feeling as the version of yourself that already has all your desires, you are already in that state. You are already in that mindset. You are already in that reality, and you already have the habits, the characteristics, the behaviors of that version of yourself. So when you channel, you already are that state of being. And that state of being will magnetize your desires to you. That state of being will already have the behaviors and habits. It would have already dissolved the resistance, the fear, the blockages. It would already be taking that aligned action. And you'll feel a massive vibrational difference between your higher self and the self that's been conditioned upon you. And a lot of people have a fear of letting go of the conditioned self because
it makes so much sense to me now why people are getting the most amazing results and so fast in the membership, where people are truly becoming the creators of their life and evolving their money, their career, their relationships, and experiencing inner peace, amazing sleep, self-confidence, connection to God, and feeling really powerful and aligned in their life. Because in the membership, we are speaking into the analytical, logical mind through the workshops and masterminds, so people understand the concepts and they get given the exact steps on the how-to, so they aren't confused and they have a clear understanding and direction, knowing exactly how to apply the knowledge, take action to see actual change in their life, whilst also evolving their subconscious mind, energetic body, self-confidence, self-concept through the repetition and feeling with the identity upgrades and guided meditations. So we are working with the mental, the physical, the energetic, and the spiritual body. So we are having a change completely within and then externally without. I feel so fulfilled to experience so many people changing their lives. And so rapidly as well. You guys surprised me. So I just want to say thank you so much. And I feel so excited and happy every time I get a success story. And I love going on this journey with you.